Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, November 11th. Happy Veterans Day. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers have dropped back-to-back games at Lambeau Field for the first time in five seasons, losing back-to-back in any season for the first time in 3 years. Philadelphia Eagles beating the Packers Sunday 27-13 for the second consecutive game. Head coach Mike McCarthy watched his starting quarterback go down with an injury on the opening series. Monday night against the Bears, it was Aaron Rodgers with a fractured clavicle. And on Sunday against the Eagles, it was Seneca Wallace who pulled a groin muscle on the opening drive. And Scott Tolzien, third-year pro from the University of Wisconsin, got his first taste of an NFL regular season game in his stead. Packers couldn't match the Eagles and Nick Foles' 3 touchdown passes, and McCarthy says it's more than rallying behind a second or third string quarterback.
Everybody just needs to do their job and do it the best they can, and we would win the game, you know, and I felt that in my heart, and if we would have been able to accomplish that, I think we would have got that done. Yes, it's unusual. I've never lost a quarterback after the first series 2 weeks in a row. It's an unusual situation. But there was plenty of production offensively to give our team a chance. So we need to just focus on our jobs. Everybody needs to take a harder look, which I thought we did this week inside, and we need to do our jobs better, and it starts with me because I didn't get it done today.
Packers put up 390 yards of offense, and Tolzien threw for 280 yards and a touchdown, but he also had 2 interceptions. Nonetheless, he went from the practice squad to the starting quarterback of the Green Bay Packers in a span of 6 days.
It's been a little bit different, but I think, you know, that's why it's not just a cliche when someone says prepare every week like you're the starter. You got to take that to heart and put it on your own shoulders to make sure you're doing that.
Packer defense, though, gave up 415 yards, including 155 rushing yards to the NFL rushing leader, LeSean McCoy. And Foles, who threw 7 touchdown passes and went over Oakland last week, 3 more, 55 yards to DeSean Jackson, 45 and 32 yards to Riley Cooper. Packer defensive lineman B.J. Raji on giving up the big numbers for the second consecutive week.
We're not playing like ourselves now. We only have ourselves to blame. You know, we're going to see, find out a lot about ourselves going forward. But, you know, I have faith in the men in this locker room, and we'll get it together. But, you know, the last 2 weeks, particularly today, that's not indicative of how we want to play.
Foles himself a backup to the injured Michael Vick. Now 10 touchdown passes in the last 2 games.
It feels good. It feels good to get the win. It was another great team win. And we just have to keep moving. But I felt good out there. Felt like the guys were doing a great job. Receivers made some big plays, helped me out, and it's a good win.
Philadelphia is now 5-5, sharing first in the NFC East with the Dallas Cowboys. Meanwhile, the Packers drop a game behind the Detroit Lions in the NFC North. The Lions in Chicago on Sunday posted a 21-19 victory. Calvin Johnson catching the go-ahead touchdown with 2:28 to play. The Bears were able to rally and score a TD in the waning seconds, but they had 2 cracks at a game-tying 2-point conversion and came up empty. Jim Schwartz and the Lions now lead the North with a 6-3 record.
We got to keep playing games that are ahead of us. Keep our eyes on knowing what's right in front of us. Do a good job preparing every week. Correct mistakes. Fill in guys for injured players. I mean, that's really the name of the game. We came out with a victory on the road against a really tough team. It was a hard-fought win.
Bears, like the Packers, are now 5-4. Next for Green Bay, a date with the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium. The Giants at home beat the Oakland Raiders 24-20. Andre Brown with 115 yards and a touchdown. And New York has suddenly won 3 in a row after losing their first 6.
You know, with any win, you're going to continue to gain confidence in yourself and go back out there and get ready with a little bit more steady heart. Go the extra mile, get ready for the next opponent. And that's what we're planning on doing. You know, enjoy for the rest of the day. Get ready for the Packers.
At the top of the NFC, the Seattle Seahawks improved to 9-1 with a 33-10 victory over the Falcons in Atlanta. Russell Wilson with 287 yards and 2 touchdowns leading the way.
Is it the best game? I hope so. You know, I hope so. I hope that was the best game we've played so far, because our goal is to be better than the week before. So, if that's the case, then that's a great thing. And then obviously next week we want to be better than this week. So it's a constant progression, and that's the great part about it.
Marshawn Lynch added 145 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Another big game in the NFC at Candlestick Park. The Carolina Panthers beat the San Francisco 49ers 10-9. D'Angelo Williams scoring the only touchdown in a huge road win for the Panthers, their fifth in a row.
It was a hard-fought victory. You know, in this, in the NFL, you know, you win by one or you win by three. A win is a win, and, you know, it's hard to get these wins in the National Football League. But, you know, we continue to go out and we continue to fight and never give up. And, you know, at the end of the game, we look up at the scoreboard to see who wins.
Both clubs now 6-3. The Niners managed only 151 yards of offense in the loss. Elsewhere, it was New Orleans routing Dallas 49-17, putting up 625 yards in the Sunday night game. Drew Brees, 392 yards and four touchdowns. It was St. Louis dominating the Colts in Indianapolis 38-8. Tavon Austin, two touchdowns receiving, including an 81-yarder. He also had a 98-yard punt return for a score. It was the Steelers over the Bills 23-10. The Jacksonville Jaguars get their first win of the year, knocked off the Tennessee Titans 29-27. Former Packer Will Blackman with a big play, a 21-yard fumble return for a touchdown, giving Gus Bradley his first win as head coach.
We talked to him about not having to do anything out of the ordinary. They don't have to be Superman, just be the best that they can be. And I felt like we did that. At least they tried to do that for the whole game.
The Baltimore Ravens beat the Cincinnati Bengals in overtime 20-17. Bengals tying it on a 51-yard Hail Mary touchdown on the final play of regulation to A.J. Green, but it was Justin Tucker hitting a 45-yard field goal in OT to give the Ravens the win. Arizona sent the Houston Texans to their seventh straight loss. Cardinals win 27-24. Peyton Manning throws four more touchdown passes in a 28-20 victory over the San Diego Chargers, but he also injured a knee, scheduled for an MRI on Monday. And the Monday night game to wrap up the weekend, we'll have the Miami Dolphins mired in that controversy over the hazing and bullying against the winless Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In college football, Alabama and Florida State now on a collision course for the BCS National Championship game. They rank 1-2 in the latest BCS standings. The Wisconsin Badgers climbed a couple of spots in the polls, but only one place in the BCS standings after beating BYU on Saturday, 27-17. Terrific defensive effort against the Cougars' high-powered attack, and Joel Stave led the Badgers' offense on four touchdown drives of 10 plays or more.
That's huge. Yeah, just being able to keep their offense off the field, keep our defense off the field, give them an opportunity to rest, and you know, just take away at the clock, take away at the clock, keep using the clock. And those drives, they take a lot out of a defense, and they help build momentum.
Badgers now 7-2 overall. They're 17th in the AP poll, 20th in the coaches poll, but 23rd in the BCS standings. They will host Indiana on Saturday. St. Norbert College in the driver's seat for the Midwest Conference Championship outright, shutting out Grinnell 23-0 on Saturday. They're 8-1 overall, but 8-0 in the Midwest. And they can clinch it outright with a win at 7-2 Lake Forest on Saturday. Lakeland improved to 4-1 in the NAC, 6-3 overall, with a dominating 62-7 win on Saturday over Concordia University of Chicago. College basketball, top-ranked Kentucky rolled Northern Kentucky 93-63 on Sunday. Number 22 Notre Dame over Stetson 80-49. Wisconsin Badger men, Marquette men, the Green Bay men all winning their opening games of the season over the weekend. To the NBA, four games on Sunday. San Antonio beat the New York Knicks 120-89. Danny Green with 24 points and 10 rebounds. Oklahoma City Thunder needed overtime to beat the Washington Wizards 106-105. It was the Minnesota Timberwolves over the Los Angeles Lakers 113-90. Head coach Rick Adelman watched his T-Wolves put up 47 points in the first quarter.
Guys really were ready to play, obviously, in the first quarter. Made a ton of shots. They made a couple of runs, and we responded.
And the Phoenix Suns beat the New Orleans Pelicans 101-94 on Saturday night. The Milwaukee Bucks dropped a 91-83 decision to the Dallas Mavericks at the Bradley Center. Monte Ellis, the ex-Buck, with 18 points. O.J. Mayo had 28 for Milwaukee. At 2-3, they will be in Miami to start a tough three-game road trip on Tuesday night. On the ice, the Montreal Canadiens beat the New York Islanders 4-2. The New Jersey Devils, a 5-0 shutout win over the Nashville Predators. The Rangers beat Florida 4-3. The Blackhawks beating the Edmonton Oilers 5-4. Winnipeg Jets needing a shootout to beat the San Jose Sharks 5-4. Colorado Avalanche skate past the Washington Capitals 4-1. And the Anaheim Ducks beat the Vancouver Canucks by a 3-1 count. Green Bay Gamblers split on the weekend, losing at Chicago Friday night, but rallying with four goals in the second period to beat Waterloo 4-3 on Saturday. Gamblers 8-3-3 on the season, second place in the Eastern Conference of the USHL, and they will head to first place Team USA this coming weekend. The St. Norbert Green Knights hockey team, ranked number 2 nationally, swept Finlandia College on the weekend to get to 4-0 on the season. In racing, Kevin Harvick taking the checkered flag in Phoenix, but it was Jimmy Johnson who placed third, and with Matt Kenseth struggling with a 23rd place finish, it is Johnson, the 5-time champion, now literally in the driver's seat with a 28-point lead over Kenseth with one race to go in the chase for the championship, which will be in Florida.
We're heading to Homestead in the position we want to be in, so we'll have to go down there and run 400 miles. You know, it's far from over. You've got to finish that race, and although we have a nice cushion, we still have to go down there and take care of business.
Couple of other notes. The St. Norbert Green Knight women's soccer team wins the Midwest Conference Tournament Championship, shutting out Monmouth 2-0 in the title game. Katie Vandenhoven registering the 90th goal of her career. The St. Norbert women onto the Division III National Tournament. And four, first-time state champions crowned at the WIAA Girls State Volleyball Tournament at the Resch Center on the weekend. Menominee Falls in Division I. East Troy going 44-0 for the D2 title. Eau Claire Regis winning in Division III, and Wausau Newman Catholic taking the Division IV championship. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.